This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The White House says President Biden is using a common medical device now to treat a sleep disorder. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is in Washington with details.
Reporters noticed the marks on the president's face from the CPAP machine, which his aides say he's been using in recent weeks to improve his sleep. Mr. Biden's history with sleep apnea was first disclosed when he ran for vice president in 2008. But his most recent updates from the White House physician have not mentioned it.
Sleep apnea can be deadly and cause other serious side effects, including stroke. Frustrations may be the only thing flying today as thousands more flights are delayed and canceled across the country. CBS's Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
12 hours later, here we are.
The Coutreau family's flight from New York to L.A. canceled. Their summer vacation delayed until at least Saturday.
I was very, disappointed, and I was but I really wanted to go.
The problem started over the weekend. Severe weather hitting major hubs from Colorado east back to back. Snarling flights made worse by emergency repairs at an FAA facility outside Washington Sunday night. And that comes as the agency deals with short staffing.
In Texas, at least 12 people have died from dangerous heat, and it's spreading in the Mid-South. Dwight Everett doesn't have power in Memphis.
When it happens, you just have to wait and do what you got to do, and hope for the best. If you get your lights on early, God bless you.
Investigators are closer to figuring out what happened to a submersible last week. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
Debris from the lost submersible Titan has been returned to land after a fatal implosion during its voyage to the wreck of the Titanic captured the world's attention last week. The return of the debris to port in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador is a key piece of the investigation into why the submersible imploded, killing all five on board.
A big gap in the labor market means more companies could start offering benefits that appeal to older workers, including Grandternity leave.
This allows the grandparent to take time off, and it varies widely.
The government estimates that workers over the age of 75 will double in U.S. companies by the end of this decade. And Sherman says there will be greater demand for things like
grandparent leave, menopausal leave, even caregiving leave.
Because older workers are vital to the economy. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Prayers up for Madonna now, who spent days in the ICU recovering from a serious infection. Her manager confirmed the news on Instagram and says she's expected to make a full recovery. Madonna been preparing for her upcoming celebration tour. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The DNR said the air quality in Wisconsin is the worst that we've had in over a decade. An air quality advisory that was issued Monday is still in effect through noon tomorrow due to wildfire smoke from Canada. The air has been unhealthy for everyone in most of the state almost all of today, and when the air quality is this low, the DNR says people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and anyone that has health concerns. Well, it's been pretty rare this summer to have any chance of severe weather, and there is a slight risk of that today across western Wisconsin. Storms are expected to start from the north and west this afternoon and move mostly east throughout the evening and overnight, with the main risks being hail and high winds. And in the city of Eau Claire, they plan on creating a TIF district in the old Shopko Plaza, and that's in an effort to spur business development on the city's southwest side. They also plan on redesigning some of the major roadways in that area. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in two wins, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
It's
go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic Marquette polling, a whopper of a Wednesday edition.
Happy Wednesday, Crudy, Evan, working the board, our fair audience, halfway through the week, and we get a little view of what's going on here in the state of Wisconsin. Charles Franklin coming by today at 4:30.
So little gives me hope in life, Dom, but Charles Franklin and his polling often, the snapshots in political history. You know, I live for this kind of geeky stuff. So, very excited. Pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin, 4:30. Stick around for him and this entire big show, Dom. But I got to tell you, I turned to the dark side, to the whitey righty side of the radio. You know, I'm just trying to get a sense of what are their perceptions. Of the new polling, and specifically...
Their perceptions aren't very good. I mean, they think Donald Trump won the election, so I'm not clear that I would trust their judgment or their perceptions. But, yeah, I guess it's something to talk about.
Well, specifically, I'm talking about your girl, Vicky McKenna. Vicky is sort of the worst of the worst. But for some reason, I told Todd Alba, our colleague in broadcast, I told him the story today of the Milwaukee Magazine thing... where I was on a panel with Vicky and Dan O'Donnell and our own Earl Ingram from here at
Earl was there, yep.
Jerry Bader, who got forced out of conservative talk because he was sort of a never-Trumper. The others, they just embraced Trump eventually. But that night, we were encouraged to say something nice about a co-panelist. And no one said anything nice about Vicky McKenna. So I tried to find something to say about her. I'm like, you know, she's a workhorse. She does like five, at the time, she was doing like 5 hours a day of live radio.
That's a lot of radio.
It's hard to talk to you for 2 hours a day. We like each other. Well, you know, it's
maybe it's different when you're just alone yelling at the microphone for 5 hours. But yeah, either way, 5 hours of continual output and content, not, you know, gauging the quality thereof, is still a lot of work.
So at this panel discussion of radio professionals and Vicky, I was by default left to say something nice about Vicky McKenna. And so anyways, my offhanded compliment, well, she's a workhorse. She's She's working 5 hours a day, and that's more than any man, woman, or child on this panel. And so anyways, that was the nicest thing I could say about her. Because otherwise, you know, I find her occasionally detestable. And often, ideologically, she is the opposite of me. I believe in facts, and she believes in rigged elections. But anyways, so I turned to her today. Your girl. And she still likes me for some unknown reason. Last time I saw her, she gave me a hug.
It's the smile and the dimples, Crudy. You know, it's the dimples.
Oh, I gave her the dimples. Yes. Yes, they are deadly, these dimples. I give them to you, the audience. No hugs. But Vicky gave me a hug last time I saw her. And strangely, Vicky went on to tell that story. He's the only one that had anything nice to say about me. My own colleagues didn't say anything nice. And Mike Crudy, he said something nice about me. Yeah. And that was at like a maskless anti-vaxxer bring your AR-15 to school rally. And she was there with, of all people, preferred U.S. senatorial candidate David A. Clark Jr.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
So I turned over to Vicky for her hot takes on this market polling, as fate would have it. And here was her takeaway. We will have Charles coming. He'll go inside the real numbers, the important numbers. But here's Vicky's take. A, she was surprised that DeSantis and Trump are effectively, statistically, neck and neck amongst Republican voters. 31 to 30. And Trump with just the narrow lead, 31 to 30. Now, the margin of error, probably something approaching 4% on this.
I think it's like 6. It's pretty high.
Well, probably by the time you break it down into Republican primary voters, yeah, that might be the case. But neck and neck. I mean, hell, at Fox News Digital right now, that's all they're talking about. Neck and neck in Wisconsin. And she also took great note of the fact the preferred candidate, at least from a favorability perspective, because it's hard to measure. You know, there's not a head-to-head in a primary yet. A lot of undeclared hell. They're all undeclared because nobody's declared. Opposition, Republican opposition to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin. I suspect she's unbeatable. But the one candidate that shines above the rest, well, Gallagher's walked away, said he's not the man. We know there's, as we described.
Although Gallagher is in the polls and he does get some significant support.
He said he's not running. I believe him. There's Tom Tifty, occasionally called Toxic Tom. Well, he's in the polling. But Vicky's pal, the one she told the Crudy story to, the one she reintroduced me to, because he came on our show a couple times, claimed he's big about vetting. I said, apparently you're not. You appeared on the Devil's Advocates. Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., the bell of the Republican polling, Dom. He's like plus 40 favorability.
You serious, Clark?
Are you serious, yeah. Clark? And Vicky immediately, and if you are unaware, he is the former sheriff of Milwaukee County. He left the job supposedly to go work for the Trump administration. They didn't vet anybody. Yet somehow they found Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. unacceptable for the job, for this role. So he has gone on. And my understanding is, he is a Newsmax host.
Sheriff, the former sheriff, David A. Clark Jr. is a Newsmax host. Really?
He's got a show over on Newsmax. And, of course, the occasional appearance on the Vicky McKenna Righty Whitey Talk radio show. But he is like plus 40 favorability in the Republican primary. And, I mean, hell, she texted him, she claimed, to her producer. I'm going to text him. I'm going to see if he's serious about this. I'm going to see if he is the candidate. And I would say, run, David, run.
He is. He is the mega candidate. There is no more mega candidate than Sheriff David A. Clark Jr.
I would like to see him run. Dom, this would make for a hell of an interesting race, don't you think? I mean, there's plenty of arguments to be made for the man. I mean, relative to the rest of the field.
Really? Please enlighten me. Give me an argument for the man.
From the Republican point of view. here is the one thing he's got going for him. he's black. That would be their entire credential. And of course, he was
a positive trait in the mega Republican primary.
He's the right kind of black. He's their kind of black. He is a conservative black. Him and Tim Scott, only two black conservatives I've ever heard of. Of course, he won races in Milwaukee running as a Democrat. Sort of his own self-styled, I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. I think he said that on the Devil's Advocates radio show once upon a time after he forgot to vet us and appeared. So anyways, he is the favorite. And I believe we saw something similar at the GOP convention, the straw poll coming out of La Crosse. But if they were going to recruit a candidate, it's probably going to be Vicky's guy, Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. Because apparently, Dom, it's pitchforks and torches time in America.
A couple of the others, and again, we will go inside the numbers at the bottom of the hour. As Crudy mentioned, favorable, unfavorable. Clark, 48 to 40, so there's your 40-plus. Hovde, 7-7. Nobody knows anything about Eric Hovde.
The guy ran for U.S. Senate. I mean, the guy ran a full senatorial campaign against Tommy Thompson, lost the primary. Tommy gets beat by Tammy Baldwin, of course. And Eric Hovde, all that money invested in the prior run, and you're at 7% favorability? You're at net zero?
Mike Gallagher, favorable at 27, unfavorable at 2. But as mentioned, Gallagher said he will not run. 70% had not heard enough of Gallagher. And Toxic Tom, 22-4, and also 73% have not heard enough of Tom Tiffany. You know, we don't know. I mean, really? Republicans and independents, you don't know these cats?
Why would you know Tom Tiffany?
Determination?
What? Who in the hell knows Tom Tiffany? Unless you're a political.
He was a state legislator, right? I mean, come on, man. Now he's a congressman. If you're dialed into politics at all, it's not like we have dozens of congress folks coming out of Wisconsin, man. There's only a handful. How do you not know?
I bet if I challenged you, you could not name five Republican legislators in the state of Wisconsin right now. I don't want to embarrass you on the air. If you don't think you're capable of doing it, don't start embarrassing yourself.
Come on, man. That's asinine. Of course I can. And of course I can. Come on.
Well, the average Wisconsin citizen.
What does that have to do with? I mean, these are the Republicans being and independents who don't know anything about their potential candidate.
Here's my point, Tom. And I'm not picking on you per se, although I was picking on you. The average Wisconsinite doesn't know Tom Tiffany. Doesn't know squat about Tom Tiffany. Doesn't know about his bad governance record. Doesn't know he was a state senator. Doesn't know he's a congressman from the 7th CD. They don't know what he's been up to because he's up north there, hey. Now, we have radio stations up there. Tom Tiffany, do you know, is playing informational ads in the North Woods right now on civic media radio stations. Tom Tiffany has offered his time and energy to our local stations in the Minneapolis Outmarket, the 7th CD, Hayward, Amory. Tom's more than willing to come on. But outside the North Woods up there, hey, no one's ever heard of Tom Tiffany. But you know who they love? Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. What did Liz Cheney say? Keep electing too many idiots. I think he is the perfect candidate. He is the right kind of idiot for you. MAGA, embrace him. Recruit him. Run, David, run. Come back. More Devil's Advocates will allow you on the phones to join us soon. Charles Franklin, you next. 844-96-PARTY.
It is pitchfork and torches time in America.
Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this juncture.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex.
Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, Know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of a shower or storm. Otherwise, smoky and a low near 65. For your Thursday, still some smoke in the air, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or storm. Thursday night, a scattered storm with a low around 62.
Right now, it's 84.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789 before our next guest, Charles Franklin, Executive Director of the Marquette University Law School Polling, going to join us at 430 to talk about the poll that dropped today.
Next guest, first guest of the week, I think. I did do some booking for later in the week, though. We've got
I don't believe you.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley joining us during the 4 o'clock hour on Friday. I'm going to invite him. I will be in Waukesha. You'll join me tomorrow. Maybe you'll join me on Friday. We'll see. But Dom, I'm going to invite the county executive in studio. See if he can join us. You know, maybe come have a cold one on a Friday afternoon.
All right on, man.
You know, his poor body guy, when you are a elected of a certain stature, a chief executive, a county executive, someone of that stature, some have sort of a safety apparatus, a body guy, if you will. And David does. And I've seen David the last 2 years at the DPW late in the evening, you know, the party and the witching hours. And that poor guy has got to like watch the door while we're like hanging out and partying. I mean, it's not a fun job. You know, you get to see the party. You just don't get to be the party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. You're at the party, but you ain't at the party.
You ain't at the party. 844. I was at the party, though. You should have been at the party, Dom. You can join us on the party line, 844-96-PARTY. Andrew from Waukesha. Welcome, Andrew. How you doing, man? I know it's Waukesha. Hey, I tease.
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for taking my call. So I have to apologize. I haven't seen the Marquette poll. But I actually wanted to discuss this notion that Tom Tiffany has no name ID in southeastern Wisconsin, because I have a survey up that has had over 20,000 votes cast, a pairwise survey for the Senate primary for the Republican Party. And Tom Tiffany has led that poll the entire time. David Clark gets about as much support as Kevin Nicholson or Rachel Duffy. So, you know, I think that Tom Tiffany is actually leading the pack. And again, I don't know what Marquette poll is saying, but mine, with over 20,000 votes cast, has him leading the pack.
Andrew, what sort of political junkie's got 20,000 political friends casting votes on, what is it, a Twitter poll? How are you capturing this data, Andrew?
It's a pairwise poll. I use a survey called the allouridears.org. And by saying that, I'm probably going to pollute the sample now with people that will jump on. But it doesn't matter. It's been up for over a month and a half. And, it's never changed. She's always led.
And do you think that's...
As far as, you know, what... Go ahead.
I was going to ask, Andrew, do you think that should be informing? Do you think this is a false positive, if you will, in regards to Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. I did look at the crosstabs. They only polled like 8.5% of Milwaukeeans. That's how big of a portion the actual city of Milwaukee plays in the overall electorate. But the suburbs, the exurbs, I believe was about 32% of the polling sample. Well, if you look at Tom Tiffany's district up north, I think they described it as, it was like 22% of the Marquette sample. So, Andrew, it would seem that sort of Wow County Republicans probably are sampled at a greater number than Tom Tiffany's district in this current Marquette poll. But do you feel like your demographics, your sample, are you pulling from Milwaukee? Are you pulling from a similar sample, do you think, sir?
I'm pulling statewide. I've used the list that is statewide. And, you know, the people that have taken it would tend to be more conservative Republicans. And, you know, that is a group that really does like Sheriff Clark. But again, Sheriff Clark has only ever led the poll very briefly. And that's the thing about the poll is I get to watch it in real time. And, you know, the other thing is, too, like, look, as much as we may, you know, or I'm not going to say me because I don't necessarily have an opinion. But, you know, Sheriff Clark hasn't given any indication that he will run. I think he likes the attention.
Sure.
You know, where was he during the governor's race? That's going to be the first question people ask when he starts, you know, touring the state and saying, vote for me. It's like, well, hey, where were you, you know, to support Tim Michaels? So I don't think he's running at all. And any discussion about his candidacy is a waste of time.
Hmm. Well, he's got right-wing talk radio. I certainly know that Vicky McKenna would be supportive in the Milwaukee and Madison metros. Andrew, what do you think about the and you admitted that you hadn't seen the Marquette polling, but let me throw it out there for you in regards to the top of the ticket Republican presidential. Right now it's Donald Trump 31, Ron DeSantis 30. Any surprise there to you? I think Tim Scott's next one in the pack at like 8%.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know, Rick Rubin, I believe that's his name, who supports DeSantis, was in Green Bay recently and, you know, asked the entire audience if they're looking to move on from Trump, and he said every hand went up. Now, I don't know how many people were there. Obviously, that's anecdotal, but, yeah, this is going to be a competitive state. I don't think Trump is going to run away with anything here.
Wasn't that the case earlier, though? I mean, look all the way back to the 2016 electorate. This was almost, and right-wing talk radio, I think, has a lot of influence in the state, Andrew. And at that time, we had a lot of Trumpers. We had Charlie Sykes. I mean, hell, Trump hung up on Vicky McKenna in real time. There was not a lot of love for him. Walker was out of the race. Marco Rubio, I believe, had moved on. And Ted Cruz, he was the belle of the ball. He won Wisconsin by 13, man. And then, of course, in the general, Trump beat Hillary Clinton. So,
He did, and that's why I say it's anecdotal. Look, I mean, I was at Trump's rally in Waukesha when he endorsed Tim Michaels. There weren't a lot of people there, and in fact, a lot of the comments I got from people who had seen him all over the state were like, "This is not a good turnout." So it depends on where you're at. Northwoods, Trump's you know, their guy. Green Bay, I think, still, despite what Rick Rubin says, Trump has got support all over the state. It's going to be tight. But people don't necessarily like them in Waukesha and Milwaukee. And, yeah, talk radio has got their preferred candidates, obviously. So it'll be.
Well, Andrew, appreciate your contribution. The thoughtful listener with a 20,000 polling sample of Republicans.
That's something.
Give us those insights. I'd like to know what people are thinking. Share with us. Come back. We've got a pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin, Marquette University pollster. More Devil's Advocates.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The White House says President Biden has started using a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea. Dr. Celine Gounder explains how it works.
CPAP machines are used for the treatment of sleep apnea, and what they do is they deliver air pressure into the airway stenting the airway open.
Travelers are seeing more delays today and more cancellations at airports across the country as severe weather continues out east, and it's ruining a lot of vacations.
I was very, disappointed, and I was but I really wanted to go.
Meantime, the blazing heat's killed at least 13 people in Texas. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen.
Excessive heat warnings and heat advisories continue for another day. The temperatures are going to feel like they're up between 110 to almost as high as 120 degrees in some of these locales.
It'll cool off a little this weekend. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. It's the worst air quality in over a decade, according to the DNR. An air quality advisory is in effect through noon tomorrow due to wildfire smoke from Canada. The air is currently unhealthy for everyone in most of the state, and when the air quality is this low, the DNR says people should spend less time outdoors, especially children and those with health concerns. It's been rare this summer, but there is a chance of severe weather today here in western Wisconsin. Storms are expected to start from the north and west this afternoon and move mostly east throughout the evening and overnight, with the main risks being hail and high winds. And last night, the Eau Claire City Council voted unanimously to replace the Dewey Street Bridge, which is nearly a century old. The project would come with a $14.2 million price tag. The old bridge will be used until 2026. Additionally, the city plans on creating a TIF district in the old Shopko Plaza area in an effort to spur business development on the southwest side of the city. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing safe fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wednesday, Dominic, you know I love when there's new Marquette University Law School polling. We're serving it up hot. We got the pollster extraordinaire, our friend Charles Franklin, the director thereof. Charles, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I hear polling says greatest radio show ever.
Absolutely. On this, the public is unanimous.
Nearly.
Good to be with you.
Nearly unanimous. Thanks for coming back. Charles, first and foremost, Tony Evers, our governor, a very popular man and a huge swing amongst independents, right, Charles?
Yes. And it's the independents that are driving a lot of the results in this survey. You know, the last time we asked about Evers' job approval was back in October, the week before the election. And he was just about even, 1 point more disapproved than approved then. all the way up to 57% approval this time. So a big jump there. But that's a big jump for him. That's not a similarly big jump for Tammy Baldwin, for example, who's up just 3 points from where she was. So it really does look like this is an improved image for Tony Evers compared to where he was last October.
Well, let's see if we can carve out from the tea leaves. Tony has been in negotiations, revenue sharing, the big issue. It's garnered a lot of press. Lots of people have probably heard the governor made a deal with the legislative leaders on the Republican side. Charles, do we have any sort of legislative polling where we could compare the favorability, the very favorable Tony Evers with the Republican leadership and the ilk over on the legislative side, sir?
Alas, I did not ask about the legislature this time. We have done that in the past, but I didn't include it this time. But what we do see is that the shared revenue package, or at least the idea of shared revenue, gets a very strong approval rating and gets majorities among Republicans, independents, and Democrats, and across every region of the state. So to the extent that people are aware of those increases in shared revenue, which, think of the political deal, everybody gets a boost in this. It really is a good example of a legislative deal that could come together in part because it made a lot of people happy across the board. Granted, it's not perfect and there's plenty to complain about, but our data shows that people are really pretty happy about it. More money for cities and municipalities.
Our fine guest, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire, director of the Marquette University Law School poll. I got one more for you, and then I'll let Dom take a crack. Tammy Baldwin. I've been calling her the unbeatable Tammy Baldwin because there are no Republicans yet declared as opposition, which makes it a little hard to poll head-to-head in this race. But you tried. You did favorability of a number of different name-recognized, or at least name-bantered about, potential candidates for this position. But the one that rose to the top, a little surprising, Charles, and we even had callers already call in to dispute your results, perhaps, but Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., the former Milwaukee County Sheriff, perhaps it's the Newsmax show, maybe it's his affinity for appearing on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, but he is the most favorable of all the potential senatorial candidates.
And that's for two reasons. One is he's quite favorable with Republicans, quite unfavorable with Democrats. But he's also better known than the two members of Congress and the one businessman we asked about. Now, that is notoriety of a kind going back several years. But still, half of the public say they don't know enough about him to have an opinion. But for Tom Tiffany, and we also asked about Mike Gallagher, though he dropped out the day after we started the poll, 75% don't know them, and 85% don't know Madison businessman Eric Covey. So you can say what you want about Sheriff Clark's positive views among Republicans, negative views among Democrats, but he is better known than any of the other three.
Well, Charles Franklin, you should have pulled more people from Laguna Beach. Eric Hovey would have represented a little better.
Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School polling. Right track, wrong track as far as the Wisconsin, as far as the state of Wisconsin is concerned. Some positive movement from across the political spectrum, Charles.
A little bit. We're up to 40% right direction, 57% wrong track. So we're still underwater. But that is several points higher on right direction. What's interesting here is there's been a little bit of depolarization in party terms. Republicans are a little bit less likely to say wrong track. Democrats a little more likely to say wrong track. So both of them have come a little more towards the middle while still managing to be pretty gloomy. This is a question that in the past we thought was a good indicator of whether an incumbent was in trouble or not. But in the last decade or more, whether it's state or national polling, people just say wrong track all the time. And it's not the indicator that it once was of whether an incumbent was in trouble.
Charles, on the national, DeSantis v. Trump, 31 Trump, 30 DeSantis. But when compared on a head-to-head, it was a much larger margin. Can you explain that to me, please?
Sure. And 21% saying they're undecided. And 18% picked one of the other named candidates on the Republican field. And we're looking only at Republicans and independents who lean Republican on that question. First surprising thing to me was that if you just looked at pure Republicans or you looked at independents who lean Republican, that was a very tight 1 or 2 point race with both of those groups. There wasn't like sort of a big Trump constituency in the GOP, and it was only the leaners that went for DeSantis. But when you put them head to head, DeSantis has a big margin over Trump. And the reason for that is that people who, the 18% that pick one of the other named candidates, break 3-1 for DeSantis. And of the undecided, they break 2-1 for DeSantis, with some still undecided. So at, in one level, you don't find this surprising. Everybody's had a chance to make up their minds about Donald Trump. And so people that don't choose Trump on the first question, but choose any of the other alternatives, you know, are likely to go to an alternative when you offer them that. However, I've got to say that it's surprising because DeSantis was running pretty strongly against Trump in our national polls 6 months ago, but has really fallen behind Trump, even in this head-to-head question in our national polling in May, in our most recent national. So I'm a little surprised to see it so close here in Wisconsin. And of course, things could change. But I do think, and I should say that we went in the field the day the Trump indictment came down. So, you know, most people think that's helped Trump. That's certainly not what we're seeing in this poll, though we obviously didn't ask about the indictment because we didn't know it was coming.
Well, Charles Franklin, there is a question that unifies Republicans, and it's basically F. Joe Biden. 97% of Republicans, 1% approval amongst Republicans, the entire Republican Party, as polled in the state of Wisconsin, hates Joe Biden except for one outlier?
Yes, indeed. Possibly they answered the wrong way by mistake. You know, this is the polarization we see. When we look at those Republicans, Trump has a 69% favorable, 30% unfavorable rating. But when we ask, would you vote for Biden or for Trump, only 5% of Republicans are willing to cross over and vote for Biden, even though 30% say they're unfavorable to Trump. And that's the power of partisanship. And it's also the power of how much we dislike the leader of the other party.
Did you ask anyone, was it also polled Democrats that would cross over and vote for Trump?
Yes. And a little more crossover of Democrats to DeSantis, though it's still under 5%, but it's only like 2% of Democrats for Trump. Trump is the great uniter. He unites Republicans against Biden and he unites Democrats for Biden. Biden's vote against Trump with Democrats is 97%. It's 94% against DeSantis. So really strong alignments when you put those two head to head, still extraordinarily strong with DeSantis as the opponent as well. Again, what's tipping the balance here is the independents, because they lean to Biden against DeSantis, but they're heavily for Biden against Trump. And again, remember, we're looking at all registered voters, not looking at likely voters yet. So we'll look at likely voters as we get closer to elections.
Charles, we've got a Republican presidential debate coming to Milwaukee. And my understanding is there are certain qualifying criteria, individual donors and polling figures. Yeah. Charles, I'm not clear. We're, what, about 7 weeks out from the first, maybe 8 weeks out. But would this Marquette University Law School poll, would this help Mike Pence or perhaps Tim Scott at 5% and 6% respectively? Does this help them qualify for the big stage in Milwaukee?
Well, under the rules that the Republican committee put out, we are not eligible to be part of those polls that they use. And the reason is that they, among other things, require that there be at least 900 likely Republican voters in each sample for it to count for whether you make the debate stage. Well, there are very, very few polls at either the state or the national level that are so gigantic as to have 900 likely Republican voters. So our poll, the entire sample is 913 people. So clearly we're out of any influence on that whatsoever. But I think as we get close to the debate decision, the Republicans may discover that they really have made this such a stringent criteria that very few polls are really going to be eligible for consideration of that baseline support that they're requiring.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got a fine guest, Charles Franklin. He's a friend of ours. He's a pollster extraordinaire. He is the director of the Marquette University Law School poll. And Charles, my understanding is you're doing it slightly differently now. I saw your article in the Journal Sentinel today. And I found it ironic, the addition of more people from online, because people don't want to answer the phone to pollsters, apparently. I don't know why. I love being telemarketed. But here's the
We're not telemarketers. Don't call us telemarketers.
I tease. Here's the most ironic part, in that you're appearing on the Devil's Advocates. Of your computer polled people,
yeah,
666 contributors. A little demonic, don't
Funny
you think?
About that, isn't it?
Did you do that one for us?
Just for you. I almost wanted to put my thumb on it and say, can we get one more, just not to be quite on that number? Here's the thing. As everybody knows, it's harder to get people on the telephone. People just don't want to answer the phone. And it's become especially hard to get people under 30. We used to do pretty well with those under 30, but last fall in the heat of the election, we fell short of where we hoped to be with them. We did improve that with this one. And the way it works is we sample from the voter list, and then we match that and we send emails to everybody we have an email for, inviting them to do the survey online. And if we don't have an email address and have their number, we call their number and do the interview by phone. So we did a little over 200 by phone, as you said, 666 by online. But the beauty of it is you can do the online interview. It's formatted so you can do it on your phone, your tablet, your desktop. And most critically, you can do it when it's convenient to you to do it, instead of when we call in the middle of dinner.
Well, Charles, if it's any encouragement, I've got three children under 30, my eldest 29. I don't recall the last time any of them answered the phone to their old man. Ever.
It sounds like my daughter, too.
Ever.
If you want to get a hold of me, text me, Dad.
Charles Franklin, thank you so much for appearing via Zoom. You know, getting you on the phone might have been a tougher ask.
Oh, that's impossible. No, this is great. Good to talk to you. Take care.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you. Come back, rest of you, the Happier Happy Hour. Well, we got one more segment, then the Happier Happy Hour. Join us. Stick around. I'm discombobulated now.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday
to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, a chance of a shower or storm. Otherwise, smoky and a low near 65. For your Thursday, still some smoke in the air, mostly sunny, a high near 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or storm. Thursday night, a scattered storm with a low around 62. Right now, it's 84.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789 or just download the Civic Media app. You can click on the text button or the call button and hit us up right away.
Is this song Cash Pipe? Weezer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Weezer. Yeah, man.
You know, first time I ever discovered Weezer, I was at a different band's concert. And it was like the front part was for the other band and Weezer was opening up and the grass seats were for the Weezer people. You were there. It was crazy, man. I had never had that exposure to Weezer. I got my hash pipe. Dom, fine guest. Thank you. Charles Franklin. Always appreciate that he makes time for us, seemingly whenever there's new Marquette University Law School polling. Thank you, Charles. Making us a priority. That's loyalty, Dom.
We do appreciate that. And being able to share, you know, this poll with the audience. Very important stuff.
Well, here's the other poll we've been forgetting to share with the audience. I see you finally posted the best of Madison voting at channel3000.com. Finally, because voting closes on the 30th and your favorite radio duo have been nominated. We made it through the preliminary round. We're in the finals, Tom, and we've been doing a terrible job of promoting ourselves. The greatest radio show ever is really about a popularity contest, is it not? I mean, if you got a radio show, you got to ask your audience for the votes. That is the expectation. Channel 3000 wants us to tell you to go to their website, register your email so you can vote for us once per email. Once. If you think we are indeed the best radio host in Madison, or at least the most popular ones that are asking you here in the very last week of the month. You know, we're cramming our homework here at the end, hoping for
the best.
Pinned
to the top of the Twitter page at Devil Radio and also pinned to the top of the Facebook page, The Devil's Advocates Radio.
Your wife pinned it there, didn't she? Steph, no, he voted that. For us before you voted for us.
I know.
Have you voted for us?
I did. I did it this morning when I pinned everything. I checked the link, make sure the link was proper. And yeah, so go do that. Go vote for us. We do appreciate it. I mean, we're the greatest radio show ever. We know that. You know that. Takes a little bit of effort to make sure everybody else knows that.
My fear is if we don't encourage the votes, we're going to be embarrassed because no one's going to vote for us. Now we know it's Steffi and Dom. We got
votes. We made it through the preliminary, man. The first
round. But that's on legitimacy. You know what I mean? The people don't rise up and nominate you and vote for you in sufficient numbers if they don't actually believe it. So I believe we are at least amongst the, you know, four or five best. But when it comes time to actually win the contest, well, that's purely popularity contest. That's purely, did you tell your audience enough time to go to the channel3000.com? And vote for the favorite radio personalities.
Favorite radio team, something like that. I know we should know better.
We aren't really a team. Is it a team? Is this collaborative? I didn't know it was collaborative.
Let me pull it up. I'll tell you right now.
I thought it was more like I thought it was more like Mike and the Mechanics, something like that.
Yeah, radio team under Arts and Entertainment, channel 3000.com.
It's not Faber radio personality and his buddy from college? Because we could win that category. I feel confident. Anyways, we've beat that dead horse we forgot to beat earlier in the month, but we're beating it now. So
no, we're catching up on it now. Is that what it is?
Doing
a couple extra
crashing
laps
into the 4th of July weigh-in.
I mean, come on, man.
I'm down a few pounds. I know I'm down a few pounds. Last time, Kelsey kids flying in on Sunday. So happy. I love the two times a year when my daughter comes home from Los Angeles, where, you know, she lives with the plastic people and she does the fashion industry. And I think it's all just evil and bad. Other than L.A. Tom and his husband, Mark, they look in on her occasionally.
What are you talking about?
I don't like Kelsey being so far away.
Oh, okay.
In L.A., man?
In L.A. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
LA.
No.
Boardwalk, man. That's where I first got my legal weed. Gotta love L.A.
Yeah. We've been to L.A., Dom. And I knew you and Joe and many like us when we were young people. And she's still a young, pretty girl, man. I worry about her out there, lonely on the West Coast.
I think she'll be okay, Dad.
Well, she's made it this far, so... You know,
right.
But I'll be glad to have her home for the 4th of July.
Yeah, for sure.
It'll be great to see her. So anyways, and I'll have one more person I can encourage. Oh, no, she won't get here to the 2nd. You got to vote by the end of the week. Please pull to the side of the road and vote now. For the
Do it.
Okay, before dinner, when you get home. But if you're going to the bar, before you order your second drink, you must vote for the Devil's Advocates. By the time you get to 2, man, you know they're going to forget about us.
Yeah, see, you can't do that. You got to do it right away. Well, it's on your mind. Do it now.
Best of Madison and worldwide, some would say. Any other thoughts? Oh, here's one, Dom. A little op-ed piece. Dave Zweifel, Cap Times, want to bring this to your attention. GOP fiscal morons lecture Milwaukee on finance. You taught me how to properly pronounce fiscal.
Fiscal, yes.
And moron. A little bit. After more than a decade, we should be accustomed to the hypocrisy and sanctimony that emanates from the right-wing Republicans who years ago shamelessly manipulated the election process to seize control of the Wisconsin legislature. You know, gerrymander. But this month's chaotic display over fashioning a state budget that essentially ignores public opinion and forces their radical ideology on the people of the state reached a new high of duplicity, even for them. Thanks to the gerrymandered redistricting, all too many of this crop of legislators have nothing to fear from the voters. Their constituencies have been carefully crafted to protect them from voters who hold different views about how the state should work. So instead, we see self-righteous leadership personified by a perpetually smirking small-town legislator settling scores by punishing a university system that is unfathomably doesn't like, making sure that efforts to address the climate crisis, even while the world burns around us, are dismissed and declining to give working families access to affordable child care and paid leave to care for newborns. That's just for starters. Dom, the opinion of Dave Zweifel, Republicans are doing it wrong. And they're out there, they're lecturing the city of Milwaukee. Oh, you know, you got to tighten your belts. You got to do it better.
Yeah, how about the train? How about Foxconn? How about you know, 14 years of refusing to expand Medicaid in the state of Wisconsin? These guys are costing us billions of dollars, and they have the temerity to look down on Milwaukee and shake their finger when we get, 65 cents back for every dollar when we support all these other communities? Come on, Republicans.
Hey, if you want 82 cents back on the dollar, you better pack her up and kiss Robin Voss's ass. Like he asked. That's the sort of loyalty he demands. Come back. Hour 2, Devil's Advocates. Some say Madison's best radio show.
When it comes
comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All insurance, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all.
Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-95.